The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is the solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Normally, this feast day is observed on March the 25th, exactly 9 months before Christmas, because it recalls the moment in which the Word became flesh. But because of the liturgical schedule of Holy Week and of Easter Week, it was moved to this, the first available date. The Gospel of St. Luke records the scene. It says, "The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, 'Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. You have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.' Mary said, 'Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word.'" God prepared Mary for this moment by a special grace that was given to her at the moment of her conception. She was preserved by a singular favor of God from all sin, including original sin. This is why the angel Gabriel addresses Mary as full of grace. Can you imagine a life free from sin? Not only did Mary not ever commit a mortal sin, she never committed a venial sin. And while she was certainly subject to temptation, Mary never succumbed to the invitation of the devil to do wrong. In addition, because she was free from original sin, Mary never experienced the tension between wanting to do what is right and feeling too weak or inadequate to do it. That's our experience because of concupiscence, which is our inclination to sin, a condition that remains in us even after our baptism. But Mary never experienced this because, untouched by original sin, she enjoyed perfect integrity of body and soul. Her mind and heart were always perfectly aligned with the will of God, and she never wavered from that attachment, even when she experienced suffering as she witnessed the passion and death of her divine Son. God preserved Mary from sin, and this indicates how much he cares about the details. The Father could have created a body for God the Son out of nothing, or out of the dust of the earth. It wasn't even necessary for Jesus to have been conceived in the womb. He could have come to earth as an adult, having made his own body, again, out of nothing. But God enters the world as he does in order to share our entire existence from conception until death, so that every part of human life can be sanctified. Mary's sinless condition was a part of this preparation, the Father providing in her the most perfect vessel possible for the incarnation of his Son. Even though this day is called the Annunciation, it could therefore also be called the solemnity of the Incarnation, since the Word became flesh at this moment, to lay hidden for 9 months until the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. With Holy Week approaching, let us ask the Virgin Mary to accompany us in the days ahead, that we may be resolute in standing by the cross of her Son with herself as company. God bless you.